Hello. My name is Ame After Dark, and today, I will be recording a script titled, The Monster Girl Manor. This script was written by Bubble Bunny. Let's begin. Alongside the old, abandoned path once known as Gooseberry Lane, stands an old, creaking mansion that is known by all and feared by all. No one knows of its history. No one knows when or even how it got there. Some say it suddenly appeared one Hallow's Eve night, long, long ago. The mansion is shrouded in mystery and terror, streaking fear into both adults and children alike. For those foolish to call themselves brave enough to enter the mansion, legend tells they never exited the decaying house the same ever again. Broken beyond repair. Their minds crumbling with every step they took off the large, dark porch and back into civilization's arms. Of course, that's what your friends told you. They explained that the mansion has four levels everyone has to go through in order to survive the terrifying building's horrors within. The levels vary from person to person, depending on what it is exactly that they saw when they were gazing at the House of Horrors from afar. Some say they saw a tall, curvy witch gliding around the upstairs library. Some say they saw a glowing spirit of some sort, sitting sadly alone in the living room. Some even say that they saw a woman standing in front of the attic window. One even said she looked almost like a very familiar headshot seen on the national news. Because of all of these sightings, the youth of your town had dubbed the old mansion the Monster Girl Manor. It was Halloween Eve, and you were stumbling home drunk with your best friends after a party. You were too intoxicated to realize that they had taken the wrong turn, and before you knew it, you were standing in front of the dreaded Monster Girl Manor. Your friends, not being your friends, teased you and urged you to go inside. You boldly and very drunkenly stated that the house was just a pile of rotting wood, and you agreed to go up to the front porch. The wooden steps creaked as you climbed upwards, the massive, looming door waiting just a couple of steps in front of you. There was a large window to your left, and with a drunken smirk aimed back at your friends, you looked through it. No supposed lonely ghost girl to speak of. You called back to your friends. One of them shouted at you to knock on the front door. A pang of fear shot through your body, but you couldn't back down from a dare. So, you strolled nervously up to the door. The wood seemed to stretch vertically before your eyes, and you reached out, balling your fist and knocking once, twice, three times. You waited quietly. Seconds seemed like minutes as you stood in front of the entrance to the infamous building. You jolted as you heard your friend call to the rest of the group that he found an entrance into the basement. Your friends urge you off the porch, and all of you stand around the small window leading into the basement. You looked down at it, then at your friends. Despite your drunken haze, you knew exactly what all of their mutual smug faces implied. So you simply sighed, your breath smelling of alcohol, and squeezed through the window. You dropped a little bit onto the floor below, looking around. The walls and floor were coated in cracked concrete, the room illuminated by a singular eerie yellow nightlight flickering in the far right corner. The atmosphere smelled musty and foul. You raised your wrist to your mouth and nose, turning back around to ask your friends to pull you out. But to your despair, the window you had previously climbed through vanished. You froze in place. The aura of the cold, dark, wet room suddenly turned much more sinister. You could feel the malice hanging in the air as you slowly turned around. And along the walls and sprouting up from the concrete floor were fungus of seemingly endless varieties. You moved slowly, your wide, horrifying eyes scanning the room for an exit. Just to the left of you was a staircase, enveloped in a mass thicket of large and small mushrooms, and a figure sat among them. A pair of dark green eyes glowing from within the shadows of the staircase, trained directly onto you.
You know, it's rude to cover your mouth when you're a guest in someone else's room. What? Does my room stink or something? Huh? It's been a while since I've had a visitor. I've almost forgotten the smell of human flesh, as well as other aromas. Who am I? What am I? Jeez, you're not very subtle, are you? Take your hand off your mouth. You're being incredibly rude, you know. Thank you. You really are a jerk, you know. Asking a lady like myself what she is. You're lucky I don't just beat you up and toss you out of my home. As far as your "who am I?" question goes, my name is Amanita. But everyone just calls me Amy. What? What do you mean, who is everyone? You really are dense, huh? You have no idea what you're in for, buddy. You're really... Who is everyone? You really are dense, huh? You have no idea what you're in for, buddy. What's with that look? Hey! You got some nerve calling me small. Just because I'm small doesn't mean I don't pack a punch. I'm a lot stronger than I look. You're such an idiot. Where are you trying to go? There's nowhere for you to go except against that wall right behind you. I'd relax if I were you. It would make this process a lot easier for the both of us. Even through your shirt, I can feel how warm your skin is. This basement is so cold. And it's been so... So long since I've had something to eat. Don't look so scared. You look weird when you make that face. I'm not going to outright eat you, you dummy. I get my nourishment through other methods. Quit giving me that look. You look like a total pervert when you make that stupid face. It's making me uncomfortable. And this is embarrassing as much as it is for me than it probably is for you. But I'm just so hungry. I'm practically starving. I need... I'm sorry! Did you bump your head? I was a bit generous with the spores, wasn't I? Jeez, I always seem to do that. No matter. With you laying on the floor like that, it just makes it a lot easier to just... Don't worry. My spores, I just breathed out into you, not only make you all fuzzy and loopy, but it also encourages your blood system to direct some of its product to... here. There we go. It's working perfectly. Any second now, you'll be fully erect and... Oh, wow! No! I'm not blushing because of how big you are. I'm just surprised it took so little time to, fully grow. Oh, it does look delicious. I'm so hungry. Hey, you shut up! You're nothing but a source of food to me. And meals don't talk. You're lucky I use my spores on you. Otherwise, I just pummel you to knock you to the ground. Oh, it just twitched. You're not turned on by this, are you? God, you're prophetic. A pathetic pervert is what you are. It's almost cute seeing you stare down at me as I... It's so stiff. Maybe I use too many of my spores. Jeez. I hate being small. I can barely wrap my hand around it. It's been so long since I've eaten. I've gotten so weak. I can't hold back anymore. I need it. I'm so damn hungry. Mm-hmm. Do you want to touch me? Too bad. We are stuck. Us against the wall like that. Until I decide I don't want you to be anymore. Finally, some fresh air. Do you like how I use my saliva as lube to jerk you off? If I'm not mistaken, all the nutrients I need comes from here. All right. You like that, didn't you? You pervert. I need it so bad. Why won't you come already? Am I really that unattractive? But I'm so hungry. I just need a little bit, then I'll let you go. It just flexed. Are you going to come? Are you close? Yes? Oh, thank God. Please. Please. Oh, go in my mouth. Please do it. Delicious. There's still a little more. Let me get those drops. More. I need more. I'm sorry. I promised I'd let you go once I got what I needed. But I need more. It's a lot bigger at this angle. I need it inside of me so badly. It's all the way inside of me. There. Sit it just like this. Your face is so red. What? Are you embarrassed or something? Don't tell me you've never had a girl ride you like this before. Or maybe you like seeing me sit it on your fat, hard cock. You're such a pervert. All right. I'm gonna start moving now. Make sure to come lots. God. It's stretching me so tight. I might just come before you do. Oh, Christ. Oh, feels good. I need to speed up. It's so hot. What are you doing? Don't touch my cap. No, it's sensitive. Go on me. You're thrusting up into the me. Oh, wait, you're too rough. You're gonna break me before I even get the chance to. Absorb your nutrients. Shut up. Let you move. It's not like I don't like it. My cap is just sensitive to the touch. It twitched inside of me. Are you going to come? Yes. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Please come. Oh, please dump your hot, delicious load deep into me. I'm going to come too. Yes. I can feel it pulsing inside of me. Yes, keep moving. Spread it all along my inner walls. Push it deep inside of me. Don't waste a single drop. It feels so good. You're filling me right up. let me just get off of you. No, I wouldn't get pregnant. What? Do you really think your mortal sperm can impregnate a mushroom girl like me? Oh, you pervert. You probably would like to knock me up, wouldn't you? Here. There's a mushroom over there. It's white and purple. Take it and eat it. It'll counter the effects of my spores. Just don't tell anyone about it. What do you mean you don't like mushrooms? Oh, I had a drink you dry just for saying such an awful thing in my presence! Get out! Take the mushroom and get up the stairs! If you step on any of my mushrooms, I'll make sure you never see the light of day!
And so, you made it through the first of many levels to complete in the dreaded and horrifying Monster Girl Manor.